And today we've is International Day of Persons with Disability, and we meet today legally blind comedian Ahmad Ismail, and he has a condition called microphthalmia, which means Ahmad was born with an abnormally small eyeballs, but that has never stopped Ahmad from actually living to the full, and he has worked for years in the corporate world as a customer care manager, and unfortunately was retrenched a couple of years ago. And what has happened is that Ahmad has had to sort of pivot himself and then kind of move to what is his passion, which is stand-up comedy. And he started writing his own material in November 2020. We chat to Ahmad this morning. Ahmad, a very good morning to you and welcome to Cape Talk.
Morning. Good morning, Zain, and good morning to your listeners. Thank you so much for having me.
What were you doing and what was your experience like in the corporate world before you were retrenched?
It was difficult at first, Zane, because you kind of needed to desensitize people around disability. Many people were not very comfortable, you know, to be around people with disabilities. I think not because of discrimination, but mostly because of fear and of doing or saying things wrong. You know, so it took a lot of grit, and it's a bit of a responsibility on the person with the disability to try and break the ice and set the tone for how one needs to be treated. But, you know, I managed to do that. I gained the respect of many people. And yeah, from there onwards, it was great, you know. And if you look work-wise, there's always different ways that one needs to do things. I, for instance, had to use screen reading software called JAWS, Job Access with Speech, to access anything work-related. And this is also the way I conducted my studies.
Chatting this morning to Ahmad Ismail, who's a comedian, and of course he is a part of our celebration and part of our commemoration, actually, of the International Day of Persons with Disabilities. Now, we had a chat, I think, during the course of last week in terms of the work environment and the culture within the work environment. And a number of people, Dr. Armin Bum was chatting to us about the fact that we're falling short of actually employing people with disabilities. We're falling short of the sort of government requirement to employ people with disabilities. And what we needed to do was not actually rush only to meet targets, but we needed to make this as part of the culture and a part of the sort of, you know, the day-to-day running of a business. How is it that people with disabilities then fit within that culture of the business, Ahmad?
There's a lot of value to be added by people with disabilities, obviously, but there's still a lot of education that needs to be done. So I think I can speak for people with visual impairment. We need special software. We need special software to access our PCs and to just function in the workplace. And many people are not aware of that. You know, so there is also this fear of not being able to accommodate people with disabilities. I, for instance, if I can make an example, I was supposed to go for an interview a few months ago, and needed to do this test, and the company then told me that we cannot let you even do the test because our systems were not able to accommodate your software. Now, I felt a bit disappointed with that because it was not even, you know, requested that I go into this company and bring my software and see whether it is compatible with systems or not. So I think a lot more needs to be done around accommodating people with especially visual impairments. You know, if you look at people with wheelchairs, for instance, while there needs to be a ramp, obviously, you know, and maybe the immediate work environment need to be customized, but they don't need necessarily, they don't need special equipment to do the actual job function. So it's easier to hire people with for instance, someone in a wheelchair than it is, well, according to companies, than what it is to hire someone with a visual impairment. Mm. So it has a lot to do with education, then. There needs to be education, 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 And then also we need to get rid of the stereotyping that is still happening in the workplace, unfortunately.
Mm. And we actually need to become comfortable with people with disabilities in our workplace. We need to actually understand it and become comfortable with it. But Ahmad, you then pivoted yourself into comedy. So how did that come about?
I always wanted to do stand-up comedy, Zain. And I think comedy was kind of my coping mechanism as well, you know, throughout my life to kind of break the ice. You know, for example, someone would tell me, Ahmad, you're wearing a lovely pink shirt. And I would say to them, listen, thank you very much, but I thought the shirt was blue. And then that was something to break the ice with, and that was a conversation starter. You know, and there's so many challenges that one faces on a daily basis. And if you're not able to laugh at that, you will become self-destructive, to be very honest with you. So it has started off as a coping mechanism. It is something that I always wanted to do, but never had the courage to do. I never had the courage to put myself out there, go on stage and make myself vulnerable. And when I lost my job last year, it kind of pushed me into that direction. You know, I had very little options. And I thought, if I don't do this now, it will never happen. And when I started, It just felt right. It felt right, and it's something that I want to do, and it's something that I want to do to create awareness around disability, because I think that disabled people also take themselves too seriously, you know, and we should also try and laugh at ourselves. Satire is everywhere, right? It helps us to better integrate into society. It helps us to better deal with life's challenges, and it's a great tool to create awareness. And for me, if people are happy and they are in a more relaxed mode and you are able to make them laugh, they are much more receptive to the messages you want to get across to them.
You started in a very difficult time because, I mean, there was not always the accessibility to live audiences, and it's difficult. I watched some of your work that you had done on YouTube and so on. So I've actually watched some of your work there. And it's a difficult challenge, you know, and now we've got an even bigger challenge with level four, or at least, you know, this fourth wave happening and so on. But you come across incredibly comfortable when you do this comedy on YouTube.
I basically posted one video on YouTube so far, and I deleted it afterwards. it wasn't really my proudest work. I have done a bit of performances. I started writing in November, and I did my first performance in April this year. And then I did quite a bit of performances after that. You know, some of them were not too great. You know, I was in a performance in Observatory where I felt I was delivering an obituary. No one laughed, right? And the one after that, the same routine, I won a comedy competition with that. So it has a lot to do with the audience. And I'm trying to figure out what kind of audience my comedy really appeals to. You know, it's still early days. But it's been great so far because just this week, I won an Audience Choice Award on the Chisa Talent Facebook page. So I'm very happy about that. You know, so two competition wins in 2 months for me, and you know that just gives me a bit more confidence to tell myself that this is really the right thing for me to do. You know, because things have been going pretty well.
There's some applause for you for winning that award.
Thank you.
I'm chatting this morning to Ahmad Ismail, who is a comedian, and of course we are commemorating and looking at International Day for People with Disabilities today, and we're focusing on that. Do you find, are there any other blind comedians in the country that you know of, or who is the biggest blind comedian on the scene in internationally?
I actually don't know, to be very honest with you. I don't know of any blind comedians in South Africa at the moment. I'm sure there are, but just I don't know of any.
Mm. I used to go down to the Athlone School for the Blind. You probably know where that is. And I went to
the Athlone School for the Blind.
Miley and Ahmad and those people in the band. They had a fantastic band there, as a matter of fact. But what I used to always, I used to always say to my dad, this is quite funny because you'll find them, you know, the kids walking along the wall, and then one kid would be on the wrong side of the walls and they'd bump into each other. And then one would say to the other, "Hey, what's wrong with you? Can't you see where you're going?" You know, and I used to always say, this is quite funny. Where to for Ahmad Ismail, and where can we find you now that you are an award-winning comedian?
You know, essentially, Zain, this is big dreams, but I would like to be spotted by Comedy Central at some point, maybe even Netflix. I feel so comfortable in the comedy space that I really feel that I can achieve this. People can catch me on Instagram at Ahmad Ismail. That's AghmadIsmail. They can also email me and WhatsApp me if they want to make a booking. My telephone number is 079-119-1937, and my email address is ahmadismail@gmail.com.
Ahmad Ismail chatting to us this morning, and is it a difficult medium sometimes to work in? What happens when the audience just doesn't laugh, and you say, but you know, the people last night laughed at that joke?
I had one really bad performance I mentioned earlier at In Observatory, but after that, then it's just been very, very good. So I tell people, you know, my last performance, I was performing at Saggy Stone, and I tell people, please feel free to laugh at my jokes, because, I mean, let's face it, you laugh when I walk into a polo glass door, right? So I kind of try and give people the permission, and then I remind them, Zay, if you don't laugh at the disabled guy, you will go to hell. So please laugh, you know.
Ahmad, it's been.
I've had great feedback, and I'm very grateful. I'm very grateful about that.
Mm. Well, in no time, Ahmad Ismail walked away with the Audience Choice Award of our online stand-up comedy competition, and also the Elgin Railroad Market Open Mic Competition, and hosted by Spark in the Dark. Ahmad Ismail, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We wish you everything of the best going forward, and now that you've found your passion, you love what you're doing, we hope to see you on the stages of the Baxter Theatre and, of course, the Artscape Theatre in Cape Town pretty soon.
Thank you so much for that, Zain. Thank you to your listeners. Goodbye.
Chatting to Ahmad Ismail this morning, and we're chatting to him. He is a comedian, a blind comedian, and watch out for him. You can go and have a look at his work on social media.